joining me right now from the hit CNBC show about to start season three, The Mad Scientist. Eric, how's it going, man?
Doing good. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Good to see you back out here. Of course, last time we talked to you, we were over at the auction. Now we're bringing everything to the Coliseum. And y'all have got a big event coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We're upgrading everything, bigger and better. We've got all sorts of things going on this time. We've got the auction going on like last time, only it's even bigger this time around. Plus, we've got autocross coming, so there's going to be some racing you can watch out here. And we've got a car show going on. It's going to be a huge event here. Lots of vendors. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's only $5 to get you in,
yep.
Which is nothing. and these days, $5 is nothing to get you into an event that really – it's, three, four events in one, because you also have a ton of vendors that are going to be out here as well.
Oh, yeah, the biggest car event in Lubbock right here.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be fun. What are some of the, I know some of the cars have already started arriving. For folks who, they've been to car shows before, they're going to be really interested in that. I think even for those, and we've heard the commercials where there are going to be some cars, so it's $2,000 going through the auction, and then all the way up to the really, really expensive, nice-looking cars that I go, yeah, I want that. I can't afford that one. But there's going to be something for everyone out there. But even those who, maybe they're not interested in bidding that day, it's still a good chance to go and learn about some of these cars and see them too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great chance. You can see how the auction, if you've never been to an auction, it's a great chance to see how it works, get an idea. Maybe you want to get involved in something like that. Plus, we've got, like you said, we've got cars going from every price range. There's something for everybody out here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know y'all have been filming. You've been busy. This is your busy season right now. You've been busy filming, season three now for Car Chasers?
Yeah, we're still in the middle of filming season three, and we've been running all over trying to take care of it. It's been a lot of work.
I know you can't tell us too much about the upcoming season, but what are some of the things that people should look forward to? I know season premiere in November on November 5th on CNBC. What are some of the things people should look forward to?
Oh, we've got a lot of cool cars, as always. We've always got cool cars,
but
we also got some really cool transformations that are coming. We've done some pretty major changes to a couple of cars that are really going to stand out, and I think they're going to like what they're going to see.
When people hear transformations, tell folks about some of the things that in the past maybe that you've been proud of.
I was like the Naked 57 was a nice change. We actually sold it before we even got finished with it, but it was a fun car, and it is something really nice visual change on that car. Cars like that, and we're really excited about what we've done this season. I think we've really set a new bar here.
Very cool. And one of the cool things also about Carmageddon tomorrow starts at 9:00 in the morning. Cameras will be live. I've noticed it's starting to get hectic around here. As the TV people arrive and they're starting to set up everything, you can see people taking charge and going, no, I want this camera over here. I want that over there. So you're going to be filming tomorrow.
Yes, yes, we will be filming. We've got, it'll be involved there. The cameras, it's always a mess.
You said that very nicely. Yeah, no, I mean, if I was here, let's see, I arrived here about, 7:30, 7:15 this morning, very relaxed, and then TV started showing up.
Camera crew gets here, and it starts to get wild.
And people are yelling, going, no, you're over there. You get over there. I can just imagine what it's like. I mean, it can be, I'm sure, stressful for y'all, but also fun at the same time.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work. I mean, it's 12-hour days minimum, and you go from there. Some days we're here. Like this week, we've been there late, trying to get things ready.
Yeah, and I'm sure today going into tomorrow, it's going to be the same way. The Carmageddon, it begins, it is tomorrow. Flat 12 Gallery, Flatland Collector Car Auction. You've got the Carmageddon Car Show, the Autocross as well. So fun for the entire family tomorrow. $5 gets you in, and encourage people to come out. It's going to be – well, the season finale is actually being filmed tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that should be, I think, the final there.
All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Car Chasers returns November 5th on CNBC. Eric, thanks for hanging out, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, take your phone calls and much more here on the Chad Hastie Show. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. It's getting chaotic, which must mean we're less than 24 hours away from Carmageddon.
You know it. Can you tell? Can you feel it?
Jeff Allen, what's going on, man?
Man, I don't know. I'm going a million different directions trying to put out so many fires, but guess what? It's Carmageddon.
Yeah, you've got to be excited about that. I mean, this really is the largest car event in Lubbock that Lubbock has seen. You've got to be pumped up and stressed and everything
else. I am so pumped up. I'm ready. I almost feel like I'm ready for, like, WrestleMania. That's what it feels like here at Carmageddon. The cars are lining up.
Yeah.
Just all the... I don't know if it's just the gasoline going through my veins or what, but I'm just the intensity of seeing everybody come together to pull this off with the car show, autocross, auction, all in one. It's crazy.
Yeah, tell folks some of the different things. You know, obviously, you know, the car show, the auction, but the autocross. Tell folks a little bit about that and then what they can expect in some of the different areas as well.
Well, what's great about the autocross is, you know, it's probably the first time it's been back in Tech since I was a little kid. And in the parking lot over in front of the auditorium, we're going to allow 60 cars to go through the cones. Going to have plenty of seat time. Discount Tire is sponsoring it, so they're going to give away the top five fastest runs of the day are going to get tire credit. And the winner, number one, gets 500 all the way to 50.
Wow.
So it's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever want to go through cones, I think there's a few spaces left, not many. I heard this morning it was less than 10.
Okay.
The car show, of course, is going to be off the chain. We've got the Caprock Car Club. They're come out and they're putting it on with help from John DiAgostino, who's going to be out here giving out some prestigious awards. You know, we got a round man running around. I don't know what he's doing, but he's supposed to be in charge of this thing. And then, you know, we're expecting like 200 to 300 cars out here. So it's going to be a visual overload. That's the whole point of it.
Something for everybody.
Exactly.
Out here. And of course, only $5 too.
$5. And if you're 12, you're free. Right?
Yeah.
And we're not karting, unless you have a mustache, right? Then I think we would.
I don't know. You've seen the spelling bee, right?
I have seen the spelling bee.
Some of those kids have a mustache, and you know they're younger than 12 years old.
Okay, you go.
Come on. It's tomorrow, Carmageddon, Flat 12 Gallery. You've got, obviously, Car Chasers, the new season coming up on November 5th, CNBC.
Right.
I'd be pumped up about
that. Well, I'm very pumped up about it. And what I'm most excited about is Carmageddon is actually our season finale.
Yeah.
So it's great. The weather's great. Lubbock's going to look great. The car community in Lubbock is going to be outrageous. We've got people coming from all over the surrounding areas right here. Saturday is going to be the day you don't want to miss.
All right. You said there were about 10 spots, maybe less than 10 spots for the autocross. People can still sign up for that. Do they do that the day of, or do they need to call somebody beforehand?
Well, it's better to call beforehand, but if not, come on up the day of, or get here early, though.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you it's going to sell out.
All right. Hey, Jeff, I appreciate you coming on. I know you're busy. You got to put out some fires and do everything else.
We got time for you anytime, man.
All right.
We appreciate your support.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
They were getting him mic'd up right before he came on. He looked uncomfortable there. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Good luck with everything, and it's going to be a great event tomorrow. Carmageddon out here at the Coliseum at 9 a.m. is when all of this starts. And it's going to be just a great time for everybody. $5 to get in, kids 12 and under, absolutely free.